Yeah, so I want to offer some practice of the heart. This heart, huh? Then this rib cage, the heart, the lungs. These vital systems of circulation, ventilation, opening to the fragility, the preciousness of this life. Yeah, as I mentioned in that reading yesterday, one day we know it will be otherwise. But the powers of love are just so profound. Dissolving separation, dissolving fear. May the powers of love see us through and through and through. So I just want to invite you to be in a posture to be comfortable and awake. And I'm going to really invite the comfortableness in. So I'm going to tell you a little story. A beautiful story of how the loving kindness practice came about. And there was a group of monastics that found a very beautiful place in the forest. For those of you that have been to the land of Medicine Buddha, there's the enchanted forest, something like that, like this place. It's like so conducive to meditation. And so they were at the monastery where the Buddha was, and they told him that they were going to leave for a few months and to this beautiful forest. And so they went there and they started practicing. And again, the conditions were just very favorable for steadying the mind and practicing very simply. And unbeknownst to these monastics, also living in the forest was some celestial beings that were very beautiful. They were very radiant, luminous. And fragrance from their body was like sandalwood. And their voices were melodic and beautiful. And so as the weeks went by, the tree spirits, they were beginning to get a little annoyed. It's fine that the monastics were there for a while, but it felt like they were extending their stay and they were getting a little bit angry. So they decided to do a little mischief with them. For example, if a monastic swept the forest path and in no time it was all covered with leaves again, if a water pot was filled with water, it was all of a sudden empty. If there was firewood stacked, it was gone. If a fire was started, it was put out. And the monastics talked with each other, like, did you see this? Did you see that? And no one knew what was going on. And they thought it was pretty mysterious, but nevertheless, it was a great place. So they just continued to practice. Well, when the tree spirits saw that they weren't moving, they had magical powers, and they said, we really got to get rid of them now. This is our forest. And so with these magical powers, they transformed themselves into hideous and ghastly-looking appearances. And a stinking stench was emitted from their body. And their voices screeched and howled, and they pounced on these monastics and scared them, and the monastics fled the forest in terror. Soon enough, they came back to the monastery, and the Buddha found out they had come back and asked them what happened, because they were supposed to go for some months. They'd just been under 1 month. And they explained what had happened. And the Buddha said, I want to invite you to go back, and I'm going to teach you a meditation. The meditation on loving kindness. And I'd like to maybe offer some of the words from the Loving Kindness Sutta. It says, this is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright and straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied and unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways. Peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature, let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. And wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. So they began to walk, lifting and moving and placing and healing their hearts with this radiance of loving kindness each step of the way. The sutta goes on to say, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen and the unseen, and those living near and far away, and those born into yet being born, may all beings be at ease. I love all of those lines, but I just love that even if you're not yet born, we got you covered. Like, just think, before we were even born, there was beings that were sending love to us. And we are sending love to those that are not yet born, welcoming them in. What grandness of love. So each step of the way, lifting and moving and placing, the heart just opening to these powers of love. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating this kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths. Whether standing, walking, seated, or lying down, one should sustain this recollection. So these monastics practicing this metta, this friendliness, that which softens the hardened heart, as they were getting closer to the forest, they were just spreading this love. They were just so taken with this heart. In the distance, the tree spirits saw the monastics coming back. Without talking to one another, they were outraged, and they instantly transformed their luminous, sweet-smelling, beautiful voice appearances into even more ghastly-looking appearances in a stinking stench that would make you vomit, and screeching and howling that would almost break eardrums, and they got ready to pounce on these monastics once and for all. Do not go into our forest. The monastics, being so oblivious to this because they were so blissed out on this loving kindness, lifting and moving and placing, may all beings here and everywhere. No peace. And so they coming closer to the forest, and the tree spirits are getting ready to pounce on them. You could see it's getting closer and closer. And meanwhile, the monastics, they were just so absorbed in the heart and radiating it outwards. And that radiation, if you will, that energy began to enter into the forest like the most sweetest and calmest and kindest type of wind or breeze that entered into the forest. And these tree spirits were just taken, like, what is this? They were so taken from the heart. Without talking to one another, they immediately, once their hearts were so deeply touched, transformed themselves back into their luminous appearances and sweet smelling like sandalwood and beautiful voices. Some started sweeping the forest paths. Others gathered firewood. Some started a fire. Some gathered water. And they greeted these monastics. They were so taken with these powers of love. May we never underestimate the powers of love. The beautiful teaching from the Dhammapada that says that hatred never ceases by hatred. Only love ceases hatred. That story goes on that these tree spirits were so taken with this heart, they asked the monastics, can you teach us this and can we practice with you? And so some these nice stories go. They all meditated together and they all got enlightened and they all lived happily ever after. I love those stories. May we never underestimate these powers of love and just letting, like, I want to just invite you, don't even have to try to make it happen. Just let yourself just be held by it. Like being held, like this, the gravity, the chair, the cushion, just can allowing ourselves to be held. There's nothing we have to push away. Nothing we have to add or fix. Just to be held in this heart. Of love, of compassion, appreciation, all these qualities of the heart. And the invitation to rest in it. And just honoring wherever you are, for some it might be accessible to rest in, for others that might be more challenging, and wherever you are, honoring and acknowledging, and if possible, this invitation of resting within this heart. And just being held. These forces of loving kindness. Just allowing yourself to be held within this heart of great kindness. Resting in it. Bathing into it. Letting it enter into your skin and pores. Into your muscles and connective tissue and bone and marrow. Into your being. It's resting in the heart of loving kindness. And as we rest in this great heart, you're welcome, since this heart is boundless and vast. Actually, as wide as the universe, even the whole universe can rest in it, but perhaps inviting in those that are near and dear. Those that we share this world with, the two-footed, the multi-footed, those with no feet, those living in or on the earth, in the waters, in the air. May this world and this universe just be held in this great heart of loving kindness. Without any effort, just to rest into it, to be held in this great heart for all beings, all things. Just feeling that sense of being held, connected and even interconnected as you breathe in. The plant world is supporting the oxygen as we breathe out. The carbon dioxide is nourishing the plant world, that we are part of this family of things. Feeling that sense of connection, interconnection, the deep heart dispelling, dissolving fear, darkness, pain, separation, fear. Resting in this great heart. Yeah, this is a beautiful line from a poem by Wendell Berry called The Peace of Wild Things, where he says, "For time I just rest in the grace of this world. And I am free. Oh, just this invitation, may we all just be held and rest in the grace of this world, and may we all be free, just resting and being held in this great heart. So just being held, feeling that sense of connection, interconnection. And I'd like to just end with a reading from Ann Alexandra Bingham, called It Is Enough. To know that the atoms of my body will remain, and to think of them rising through the roots of a great oak, to live in leaves and branches and twigs. Perhaps some of these atoms will feed a crimson peony or a blue iris or a broccoli. Or perhaps some of these atoms will rest on water that freezes and thaws with the seasons. And some of these atoms might become a bit of a fluff on the wing of a chickadee. To feel the breeze, to know the support of air. And some of these atoms might drift up and up, up and up and up into space. Stardust returning from whence it came. It is enough to know that as long as there is a universe, I am a part of it. It is enough to know that as long as there is a universe, I am a part of it. May all beings discover the gateways into their hearts to grow with greater wisdom and compassion. Sorry about that. Yeah, the gongs fell out of my hand. Perfect. Thank you all so much. And perhaps when you walk now, whether you go outside or not, is connecting with the environment. The night sounds, the cold, the wind, the stars, the trees. Connecting with what's here, this house, this building, our fellow beings here. So we'll see you in a half hour for the last sit.